Daf is Daf Tzadiches. We got to four lines down Tzadiches, Amar Rabba. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Hazorik Matbea Shel Chaver Liyam HaGadol. A person throws a coin into Yam HaGadol, Pater, he's Pater. Why? I take your money, I throw it into the water, I should be Pater from that. It's Hezek. So my time, Amar HaManach Kamech. He says, look, go get your coin. I didn't do anything to it. It's right there. Go fishing and you'll find it. See by Shakle, if you want, it's right there. Go take it. Honey, maybe it's cool, and that's only if it's clear waters. The kachazi, where you could see it, you throw it into like one of those fountains. You put all the pennies in, so you could see through. Go get your coin. Avalachurim, if they're dirty, we can't see it. The kachazi lo, then that's not considered harei shelchal fanacha. Then I would have to pay him back money if it's mamish lost. Honey, mila, it's also true the adi adui, where I kind of threw it. I hit his hand, and he knocked it out. Aval shakle biyodav, I mamish took it out of his hand, the coin, migzal gzeila, and then I threw it. That's considered gzeila hashava ba'i meved. Then I would have to really pay back. So the only time I would be potter from paying is if I would hit his hand and the coins fall out into some water. The water's clear water where you could see it. I said, go fetch it yourself. That's the only situation where I would be potter. Otherwise, you'd be chayv. Masav Rava. Rava asks, ein mechalin al hamal she'enim birshuso. Talking about meiser sheni. We said you can only be po de meiser sheni on money that's actually usable. Ketad, what's the case? How you lo maos bekister? You have money in a kister. What's a kistera? Says Rashi, kistera is makom, it's a place. Who rachok maod is very far away. V'yeshbo sakanas drachem, it's very dangerous to get there. V'ain shayaros metzuyos sham, it's hard to find caravans going back and forth. Oh, says Gemara Bahar Melech, the mountain of the king, a hard place to get to, not accessible. O shenafel kitzel yam hagadol, or the wallet falls to the water. The money has to be accessible for you to be poda ma'isa sheni fruits onto them. But we see from here why. If we say the money is still considered hareshel chalfanecha, if I throw your water money into the water, you could see it. So I could say that's I didn't do anything wrong. It's still yours. Go get it. So I should say if the money is in the water, let me go get it. It should still be considered accessible for me to be poda ma'os onto ma'isa sheni onto ma'os. So Amar Rabba says shiny linen ma'iser. Ma'aser sheni is different, that it has to be something that's really accessible, that's really in your hand. You have to be able to wrap the money in your hand, v'leka, and it's not in your hand. So even though throwing water money into the water might be pater from gzela, it's still there. By ma'aser sheni, you need the money mamish in your hand. Now I thought Yamagadol, it's a very nice body of water, but it's not tzlulin. You can't see the bottom of the sea to get to it. I don't know why shouldn't work for that reason, because it's achurin. I don't know if anybody asks this question now. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says another statement. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Hashaf matbea shel chaveiro. You rub the coin, the face of the coin of a friend's coin, pater, your pater, that's not considered damage. My time. Dehalo avid lomide, I didn't do anything wrong to it. Hani mile demachia bekurasa v'tarshe. That's talking about if I took a hammer, I hit it, I smashed the face of, I don't know, whoever's on the different coins, you smash it in. The face of Avram and Yitzhak, we said, or at least maybe their names written out. You smash it anywhere. So you didn't do anything wrong. You just smashed it. I wasn't chas or anything. Nothing is missing. Aval shayfe b'shufin, if I use some type of utensil, I scraped off the coin, the name, the letters. Chasuri chaser, that's considered chaser. That would be mazik, then I would owe money for damaging his coin. So Masiv Rava asks, he call al eino v'sama. You hit the Eved on his eye and he goes blind. Al azno v'charshu. You hit him on the ear and he goes deaf. Eved yotze ban l'charis. He goes free. As we know, yotze b'roshe evarim. But let's say you hit him keneged eino, near his ear. We had the wall cases behind the next to where his eye would be on the other side of the wall. Vein ro, but he can't see because of that. You scare him. Or keneged azno v'eino shamea, but you don't actually hit him in that spot. Ain eved yotze behen lecheros, the eved doesn't go free. So what's the shaila here? The shaila here is, when you cause someone to go blind or hit the ear, you didn't cause a loss. You hit him in the ear. There's no blood or anything like that. So there's something chaser. So why would he go free? We said the only way there's mazik is only if there's something that's being chaser. If you shave off parts of the coin. But hitting the guy in the ear or the eye, nothing is missing. He can't use those anymore, but nothing is missing. So, Rabba Latamei, Dama Rabba Charshu La'aviv Nerag. If a person causes his own father to go deaf, he gets killed for, that's considered being makeh, hitting a father. Why? Don't you have to have some blood being drawn? She efshar lecharisha blo chavura. It's impossible that if you cause someone to go deaf, it's impossible that there isn't blood. Meaning every time you cause a person to go deaf, there definitely is blood, even though you don't see it. So therefore, a person's chayv for hitting his father, and he'd also be chayv mehezik, or rather, Eved would go free, because there is something being chassid, there's blood that's being lost. The tops of the dami naflis le ba'oni. There's some drips of blood that fall within the ear. Okay, Amar Rabba. Rabba now says, Hatsarim ozen parasel shel chavero pater. A person sorim, person what? Pogim, Rashi says. You cause some blemish to your friend's cow's ear. Your pater, my time, huh? I made a little hole in his ear, but it's not going to affect anything. There's nothing really being chaser. The cow is as what it's the same as it was. I don't owe anything to him. And the oxen aren't used for mizbeach. So because the only way a pagam affects the animal if it's being brought as a carbon. You don't bring oxen as carbonos, so I didn't really change anything. So that's why you're pater. So Masir Rava asks, Ha'osa melacha b'mechatas. A person takes the mechatas of the paraduma waters, so you do some action to it, that's going to, or b'paras chatas, or the actual paraduma itself, pater midine adam v'chai b'dine shemayim. I didn't really do anything significant, or anything at least noticeable, so to the mechatas and parashatas, so therefore I'm pater. But b'dinei shemayim I'm chayiv. So the Gemara says, melachahu d'lo minkar hezeka. If I use the animal or I use the water to wash my hands, you don't notice any melacha that was being done. Only then am I pater. Aval tzarim d'minkar hezeka, hachanami d'mechayiv b'dinei adam. But if I were to cut the ear of the paraduma or any other animal, there is something noticeable, so then you should be chayiv nezek. The Gemara says, "Amri hu adin da'afilu tzarim pater." No, even if you cut the ear of the paraduma, you would still be pater from dini adam. How k'mashma? This comes to teach me da'afilu malacha de'lo minkar hezeka chay b'dini shemaim. The chiddush is that even malacha, which is nothing noticeable, I had the cow slap something, which you can't notice anything wrong. Even that, in that case, you're still chay b'dini shemaim. You think you're pater even b'dini shemaim. You're certainly chayib dina shemayim when it comes to tsarim ozno, but you're even chayib dina shemayim when it comes to using the animal as a from lacha. Okay, another statement of Rabba. Amar Rabba hasarif shtarol shel chaveru pater. I have a document of yours that says you're owed $10,000, and I burn it. So now the lacha is on pater. Damrlei niara kala minach. I just burnt a piece of paper. The paper is worth a couple of cents. That's all I burnt. That which was said in it, with your own money, there's no value to those actual, as a cheftza, there's no value to those words. It has value in terms of trading it in, but the actual paper was only a couple of cents, so I'm potter from paying you for burning your document. So asks the Gemara, Maskevla Rami Barchama Heichidami. What's the case here? Top of Sadi Chesem Abeis now. Idiika Sade. If there are witnesses, diyadei mayahava b'shtara, if the Edom knew what was written in the shtar, lichta v'lei shtar ma'alya, let them write a new shtar. Right? If Edom that signed the initial document, they burned the document, so you bring the same Edom back and write a new document. No one could complain. The guy who's being toveya from, he can't argue because two Edom say that you owe him $10,000. So just rewrite the document. And leave the mazik out of here. Leave the sarif out of the picture. V'deleka sadi, if there are no witnesses, how do we know what was in the document to even make such a claim that he should be chayv or be pater? All I know is that Reuven burnt Shimon's paper. So what did Reuven possibly, what would the claim be? Shimon said, Reuven burnt my paper, it said $10,000 I'm owed. So it must be, if there are no Edom, Shimon can't make a tain in the first place. So Amar Rava, you're right, it's a case where there are no Edom, but Tehei B'mamino. It's a case where look at Rashi B'mamino, two lines down, Bal Hashtar L'Sarif. The Bal Hashtar believes the Sarif B'chol Ma'asha Omer Shekach HaYakasabei V'afil HaChipater. I think it's really where the Bal Hashtar is believed by the Sarif. Where the Sarif who burnt it, he believes the Bal Hashtar. I don't know what was in the paper. I burnt it. I have a friend of mine who has a nice set of schnapps, and he has one very expensive bottle, several thousand dollars. And he told his friend that this bottle is worth $5,000. And the friend didn't believe him. And the friend opened it up in his face and started drinking from this bottle, not believing, because it doesn't say how much it's worth. And then somehow he had to prove to him that it was, and the friend had replaced this bottle. So, but he trusted him. At first he thought he was joking, but he had trusted him. In the end of the day, then he ended up replacing the bottle. So, So I'm not sure what a $5,000 bottle costs and what it tastes like, but I can't imagine it's worth $5,000. But either way here, so the guy burnt it. The guy thought he just burnt a piece of paper. And he said, you know that paper said I'm owed $10,000. So the guy believes him that I'm sorry I did that to you. But in the end of the day, he's still potter because all I did was burn a piece of paper. So that's what we're learning from here. Rabbah holds, even though it's causing me a loss of money, it's not considered I'm not chayav to pay because the actual paper is not worth anything. So Amar Rav Dimi Bar Chanina hold the Rabbah machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanim. So he says that whole discussion of Rabbah is really machlokes tanaim, where Rabbah says if you burn a piece of paper that says I'm owed money, that I'm pater, it's really taloi, it hinges upon this machlokes. The Rabbi Shimon Amar davar hagorim lemamon kimamon dami. Mechayev, he holds, if I cause a person a loss of money, I'm chayev to pay. So even though the actual object isn't worth anything, but it could result in me collecting money, meaning the paper is worthless, but it leads to me collecting money, that itself is considered money, the paper itself is money, and therefore I'm chayev to pay according to Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanan, the Amri Davar HaGarim, the Mamon, Lav Kamamon Dami, something that can be a way for me to collect money, it itself isn't viewed as money itself. The shar is not viewed as money, and therefore, if I burn it, lo mechayv, I'm not paid, I'm not chayv to pay the money. So this machlok, Rabbah, is really machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, and he paskins like the Rabbanan, that you're pater from burning a shtar. So maskivla Rav Huna brei de Rav Yeshua Eimar, dishmasle de Rabbi Shimon. Granted, Rabbi Shimon said his statement that davar hagorm le mamon is kemamon dami, that it's bedavar sheikaro mamon. That's when something in its essence is valuable. Kidiraba, who's Rabba? The Amar Rabba, Gozel, Chametz, Lefei Pesach. If you steal Chametz before Pesach, Uba Acher, and some other guy, the Sarfon, some other guy burns it, Bemoed, which is the time you're supposed to be burning it. Bemoed here refers to Rashi says, Bizman Biro, on Erev Pesach, you burn at the right time, Pater. Shekol Metuvin, Olav Lebaro, La. Everyone has the Chiv to burn him. He didn't cause me a loss because the Chametz is worthless to me right now. But if it's La'achar Pesach, if, let's say, after Chametz after Pesach, Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and then some other guy burns my chametz. So this is machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon, whether the guy has to pay. Rabbi Shimon Damar Davar Hagorim the Mamon Kimamon Dami Chayiv. The Rabbanon Dami Davar Hagorim the Mamon Lav Kimamon Dami Pater. So what's the case here? So I have chametz after Pesach. So look at Rashi now. You see Rashi three narrow lines down. He says Rabbi Shimon Chayiv. Hai Sesarfo. Hai Shesarfo, this guy who burns it, Lashalim Legazlan Demeyam, the Davar Hagarim the Mamon who, Shim Haya Be'en Haya Machziro Gazlan Lebailav Upater. The Gazlan has Chametz now, and he stole from the other guy. Pesach is over now, so the Gazlan can return the Chametz as is, even though it's Aser, he can return the Chametz as is, Harei Shel Chalfanecha, afterwards, to the Nigzal. So before I return it back as the Gazlan, some other guy burns his Chametz. So now I have to pay money in a pocket now. So he caused me loss. Now even though this chametz is worthless, has no value, it can't be used, I could still return it back to fulfill my heishiv zegzela. So some other guy burned it for me, I need to pay money now. Does that, sorry, have to pay me back as the gazlan for causing me to pay out of pocket now to the nigzal? So that's this machlokis here between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. So that whole machlokis is only when bi'ikaro mamon, when the actual chametz has value to it, something it's worth, even though you can't really use it. But then the Gemara says, but bedavar she'eini kara mamon mi'amrinam, but something like paper, it has no inherent value. Will Rabbi Shimon say then, davar hagorim l'mamon k'mamon dami? It might only be when, again, bi'ikaro is mamon, but bi'ikaro is not mamon, maybe he wouldn't say that. So maybe Rabba's statement about burning a shtar, according to all opinions, he would be pater. So Amar Meimar now says, man didon dini degarmi magvi be dime shtara ma'alya. Those who hold that you do judge cases of indirect damage, such as this case, which is indirect, then you would collect a full amount of the shtar. Uman dilo dan dini degarmi, those who don't judge cases of indirect damage, who don't, that they think the mazik is pater, then magve beit mei niyar balma, you only collect the value of the paper, which is a couple of cents. Hava uvda, there's once a maisa, the kafir rafram the ravashi, rafram force ravashi, the agve be ki kishur latsalma. He forced him to collect the words kishur latsalma. I mean, look at Rashi halfway down the page. Says Rashi, kishur latsalma, piron gomer min ha'idus, to pay a full amount of the payment from the best of the land. So he paskin to pay again the full amount. He paskin dana dina digarma. Okay, we're all good? Fine. Gemara now says the two dots. Chametz v'avar lo v'pesach ha'omer lo harei shel chalof anecha. You guys steal chametz, Pesach passes, I could still return the chametz back to the nigzal, even though the chametz is worthless now, because it's aser, b'hana, I could still return it and fulfill my obligation of v'heishiv esakzela. So man tana, omrim b'isur hana harei shel chalof anecha. Who holds that by something b'isur hana, I can return it back to you? We've discussed this many times. One that comes always to mind is Gemara and Sukkah, but Esrog and Isur Hana, whether or not there's bialis on something that's Asur B'Hana, so it's really telling this machlokas here that Rabbi Yaakov thinks, as we'll see in just a second, but that by Isur Hana, you're allowed to return it and fulfill your obligation of a Beheshiva Sagzela. So who is the author here? Who holds this way? So Amar Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yaakov here. Rabbi Yaakov is the one who allows you to say Hareishel Chalfanecha by Isur Hana, the Tanya, the Brisa says. Shor Shehemis. A shore that kills a person, which we know goes to has to be niskal, stoned. So shore shehimis ad shelo nigmar dino, prior to being brought to Bezdin, machro, you could sell the animal to good sale. Hikdesha mukdash, you could have a good be makdaship. Shachdo besaro muta, the basar's muta to be eaten. Hechziru shom, the baile of the shomer could return it back to the owner. Mukhzach considered a good return. That's all if the nigmar din hasn't happened yet. Nothing has happened. Even though the animal killed the person, nothing is. There's no Isra Na just yet. But Mishanig Mardina, once Bezdin gives the verdict that this animal is Hasr Ba'na, it must be stoned, then Machar Einu Machar, Hekdecha Einu Muktash, Shachta Besaro Asr, Hechzir L'Shomer L'Bailav Einu Muktash. All these dinim doesn't work anymore because you cannot have transactions on Isri Hana. But Rabbi Yaakov holds Omer Af. Mishenig Mardino, even after the verdict's been given, Dino, Hechzero, Shomer Labailov, and Mukhsa. If you return it back to the owner, it's considered a Chazara, and you fulfill the obligation of Shmir. So we see that by Isuri Hana, you can say, Hare Shalachal Fanecha, here's your animal. You can return it back. So he's the author. So my love, is this machlok is about being Machzir, a Shur Shemis? Is it not taller in this din? My love, a Hak Miflagi? The Rabbi Yaakov Savar Omrim, that we say, Bi Isurei Hana, Harei Shalchal Fanecha, here's your animal back, even though it's Asur Bana. And Rabbanan Savar Ein Omrim, Bi Isurei Hana, Harei Shalchal Fanecha. We don't say this. So this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov versus Rabbanan, whether you could say Harei Shalchal Fanecha by Isurei Hana. So Gemara says, no, Amar Le Rabba, Rabba says, no, not true. Do Chuli Alma Arminan Bi Isurei Hana, Harei Shalchal Fanecha. Everybody agrees you could say, now here's the chametz avar alav lePesach hareish lechal fanecha. You could say it in all situations. So what's the machlokas of Yaakov and Rabbanan regarding the shor shehimis? So it must be the Gemara says. Right, what's his raya? Dim kain niflagu bechametz bePesach. If the machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanan were about a machlokas about isur hana, why not use a more obvious and more relevant case of chametz as opposed to a case of shor shehimis? That would have been the more typical case of chametz bePesach. The fact that they didn't use that example must be that they all agree by chametz shavar lava pesach you can return even though it's Isur Hana. So what's the machlokas then about shor shehimis? Ella amar rabba hacha begomim dino shel shor shelo b'fanav. They're arguing about whether or not you could do the nigmar din of a shor even though the shor isn't present. We know that the baal hashor has to be present, but does the shor himself have to be present? That's the machlokas here. So Gemara explains. Rabbanan Savre Ein Gomrim Dino Shel Shor Shel Bafanav. You can't. You can't be Gomrim the Din. If the Shor isn't present, so then you can't give, there's no Nigmar Din. Damar Lay, that the owner says to the Shomer, who wants to return the object back. So right now the Shomer has the Shor. And he, under his watch, the Shor kills someone. So now what happens is, the Baal HaShor, the owner says to the Shomer, EICC Nehali, had you brought the Shor directly to me, back to me, have a marikna le lagagma. I would have sent him off to the swamp somewhere so the Bezdin couldn't find him because it can't be nigmar din without him in present. But now hashda now masarta biad mandelom mitzina lishtu yedina bade. But now you gave it to Bezdin directly, and I can't deal with them anymore. Now they have it and it's stuck. So you're causing me a loss. So you can't say areishel chalfanecha. But Reb Yaakov Savar gomim dina shel shelavafanov. You're allowed to be nigmar din even though the shore is not around. Tamerlei, my avdilei, the Matik says, what I do to you? Sof, have a gamerlei dina shlobafanav. Even if I directly gave you the shore back to the shomer, you can't say, let me take the shore and run it off to the swamps, because Bezdin would still be nigmar din, even though the shore isn't present. So me returning it to you versus Bezdin doesn't really cause a change in the din, and therefore, even if you return to the Bezdin, Rabbi Yaakov thinks you're chayiv to pay. Rabbanan have a taina though. Had you returned to me, I would have been potter from paying because I couldn't find the shur. Now that you returned to Bezdin, you caused me lost. So then you would have to pay in your chayiv. And therefore, even after Nigmar Din, it's not considered mukhsar anymore. Okay, Gemara now says, Ashikha Rav Chista l'Rabba. Rav Chista one time chanced upon Rabba bar Shmuel. And Amarleh, he says to him, Tanisa mide bi Isur Hana. Have you learned anything on the topic of Isur Hana? So Amarleh, he says, in yes. Tanina the Mishnah says, the Heshiv is Agzela, Matamalomer, Asher Gazal. Why does it say, I return the stolen object that which I stole? Of course, if it's Gzela, it's Asher Gazal. So it means, Yachzir Kein Shagazal. You're supposed to return it the way it was when it was stolen. So Mikan Amru, from here we see, Gazal Matbeya V'Nifsal. Person steals a coin and then the coin becomes no longer usable. Peiros v'hir kivu, I steal fruit and it becomes rotten. Yain v'hichemet, I stole wine and it went bad. Chuma v'nitmes, I took chuma and it became tamei, chamei, tvavar l'pesach. All these cases, behema v'nevda ba'avera, and avera was done to the behema. V'shur, achil nigmar dino, and shore and before the nigmar din was given. So on all these cases, omer lo harei shalchal fanech, I could say, here's your object back. That's why I learned, even though something has changed, if it went bad, it became aser, I could always return it as long as it looks the same. Kein shegaza, I'm allowed to return it. So man shmasle damar achlo nigmardino in mishnigmardino lo. Who's the one who allows me to return ashore only prior to the nigmardin, but after the nigmardin, I can't return it to you anymore? That's the rabbanan. And yet it katani, it's written chametz v'avar lava pesach. Omer lo harishal chafanecha. Even though he says that, so when it comes to chametz, that's now aser bana, I'm allowed to return it. So we clearly see from here that by isur hana, chacham agree you're allowed to return it. The only reason why you can't return by the nigmar din is not because of the isur hana. It must be because of that machlok is about the shor shel fanav, whether the shor has to be present during the nigmar din. So Gemara says, Amar le, he says back to him, if you find them, don't say to them anything. What's he saying at this point? Who's he talking to right now? Rashi says, Rashi, the last couple lines of the page here, five lines up, if you find the people learning yeshiva, they're going to find a tiyufta to your shayla here. Don't tell them. They're going to, because that's the point, yeah?
Mechadu is going to be happy, right?
I'm sure they're happy or to be sharp. I don't know which one.
It says they'll be happy that my position has been refuted.
Uh-huh. So who's saying this right now then?
Rav Chista.
Rav Chista. So Rav Chista above.
Rav Chista wanted to say this Rav Yaakov.
Uh-huh.
Because we thought it was Talan Yisurina. We said it's not Talan Yisurina. It's Talan Yisurina.
So that was our rejection. We found the proof that goes against him now. He says, don't say this publicly because it's going to make me look bad. That's what it seems like. What's wrong with that? I don't. Okay. I wonder if they comment anything here.
What? Yeshiva and Chista had a little bit of an issue with each other.
I guess, but where's the...
Because he wanted to come back and publicly recant and not have it...
He wanted to be the one to do this.
Somebody else.
Okay, I like that. That's probably, he wasn't protecting his honor.
Yeah,
he wanted
exactly. He wanted to go back. Oh, I found the proof.
Okay.
He had no glory out there when he was saying that.
Right.
Yeah. What are Rashi and Brachos on the Ramas of Lua Kashel, Brachos 28? I don't know what it is, but it says there's something there.
Okay, interesting.
Is that where the tefillah is, that I shouldn't make a mistake, and even if I do, people shouldn't be happy at my mistake, something like that?
Oh, it could be, yeah. Maybe. It sounds like it's right around the right place.
It's like by Rabbi Nechuni Ben Hakana.
Yeah, the Mishnah there. Okay, interesting. Fine. Very good. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, two dots now. Peiros v'irkivu, omer lo, harei, shelech alafanecha. If you have fruit and they go bad, you could still return it back to the nigzal. But doesn't the Mishnah say Peiros v'hir kivo mishalim kashas gzela? But the other Mishnah says that you're supposed to pay back the initial amount, the original amount it was worth, not the current current value. Rapapa says kanchi kivo kulon kanchi kivo miktasim. Depends how much went bad. If all of it went bad, so then I would imagine you can't return it anymore. There's no value. But if only some of them went bad, so then you can return them as is.
It's Heshivas Akzela. Maybe it goes back to the Kashmir before. This is not what I stole. This is the appreciated, depreciated, etc. It's the same. No, because it's going right back to the same Here he said it's okay, you give it back, it's fine, and as long as it's still somewhat vain.
Right, so you're saying if it goes completely bad, so why don't we say it? It's still Kain Shagazal.
Right.
So Rashi doesn't comment anything here, I don't know why.
Even if it goes partially bad, you would return the ones that are partially bad and then pay the difference?
It seems from here you wouldn't pay any difference.
Anything. That's a chiddush, which is such a chiddush, yeah. This whole Gemara is such a chiddush, you're getting off scot-free with one of
things. Over, quotes on the bottom of the Nukias, since it's usual for fruits to become partially rotten, it's considered an indiscernible change.
Uh-huh.
Maybe turn
the... I think shin and nicker of some sort.
That's not about fruits, but everything else...
And anything else, I guess, anything else that would be that would not be recognizable, so then you can return as is. Anything that is recognizable, then you have to pay back the initial value. That seemed to be the
Maskav.
Yeah. Okay.
And Mazik, you get
murder. We wouldn't call it murder, but...
Close to it.
Okay. Let's do this next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nasan le'umnin l'sakin, you give to the workers to fix something, to kill kolo, and they end up ruining it. Chayavim l'shalim, they have to pay. Nasan the charish shida v'teva migdal, you give to the carpenter to fix a box of some sort. The tower l'sakin v'kilkani, he ruins it. Chayav l'shalim, he has to pay back the money. Habana shekibal alav listar sakosel, the shibers havanim, o shezikan chayav l'shalim. You hire a contractor, a builder, to knock down the wall, and in doing so, he breaks some of the bricks. He wanted to reuse the stones and the bricks. So then he's chayav to pay. Hayer sosa mitad zev enafel mitad acher pater. He knocks it down from one end and it falls from the other end, then he's pater. Why? What's the case? What do you mean from one end to the other end? He wanted to only knock down some of the wall, but then the entire wall fell down. He's pater because that's what happens. They're all connected. But if it, yeah.
You're hiring him probably because he's an expert in doing these things. So you can anticipate that you do some damage to structure that you're going to have.
Right. So that's part of the understanding of some sort. Right. I guess it depends on what can be done. I mean, if you give a worker to do something and he makes a mistake, you know, to make an outfit for you of some sort, a suit, and he messes up in the tailoring, so that's something that's expected. Experts could do that. But something like this, I guess like knocking down a wall when things are connected, you have to really be good and you don't know how it's structured in the first place, how things are connected. So then there's a certain margin of error we could expect. But let's say it falls because of the makeh, not because they're connected in such a way, because you start hitting the floor so hard and then the ground starts shaking, so then he'd be chayv because of that. Okay, there's no rashis on this. Okay. Fine, let's look at the Gemara. So Gemara now says, Amar of Asi, Ravasi says, Lo Shanu, this is only true, this whole, all this mission we talked about up until now, it's only true when it comes to El Shanasan L'Charish Sheda Tevo Migdal L'Nats Behem Masmer V'Nats Behem Masmer V'Shibram. We gave over to the carpenter to put in a nail in, and he put in a nail to make it a little bit stronger, but in doing so, he broke it. He put an extra, I don't know, that was something that really shouldn't have broken the box. So aval nasin l'charish etzim lasos sheda v'teva umigdal. But let's say you gave him some wood to fashion a box of some sort. Also behen sheda teva umigdal. He makes it v'shibran pater. He makes it and then breaks it. He's pater. Why? My taima uman kone b'shvach kli. The uman, the worker, is going to acquire it with the shvach kli, with the appreciation of the utensil. So what's going on here exactly? So now he's kone b'shvach kli. See? Uh-huh. So the question, what does he have to pay? You gave him a whole box, and he ruined the box, then you put a nail in, and he broke it, you have to pay for the full box. But let's say you gave him wood. And you built the wood, and he made the box, and then he broke the box after that, with the last nail, he'd only have to pay for the piece of wood, not for the box that he created. The wood was worth $10. Now he made a box that's worth $60. So now that $50 appreciation was his own work he did. And he ruined his own work, so he only has to pay back the $10. That's the difference in the cases. So then the Gemara says, Tznan, quotes from our Mishnah here. Nasan l'umnin v'kilkalo chayavim l'shalim. You give the workers something to fix and he ruins it. He has to pay. My love, what is the case, not a case? The Yavle ate him. We gave him some wood. And therefore, you have to pay the full amount. He gave wood, $10 worth of wood. He built a box of, worth now a total of $60. He breaks it. He has to pay a full $60 to the guy. Which is low. Shida teva v'migdal. He gave him the actual box. And then he ruined the box that was given to him. That's why he pays the full amount. Gemara says, wait a second. Ha'am t'katasani seifa shida teva v'migdal mechad resha eitzim. No. From the fact that the seifa of the Mishnah is referring to the box was given to him, implies that the ratio where wood was given to him. And even though wood was given to him, if he built the box and then ruins the box, he would have to pay for the full box. The Gemara says, no, that's not a ratio versus the Seifa case. It's actually Amri Prushe Kamefarishla. The Seifa is explaining the ratio. Ketzad, Nasan, Umman, Lasakin, Vakilkal, Chayavim, Lashalim. What's the case where you give the worker to fix and he ruins it? Kigon, Shinasan, Lacharash, Shida, Teva, Migdal, where you give the carpenter the box. Vahachanami, Mistavra. And it's also logical to say this, the Ketzad Katani, because if you were to say that the Mishnah, the beginning, is a case of Eitim, we gave him wood, now if I say, if I give him wood, and then he builds the box and has to pay me the full amount of that box, so then, certainly, certainly if I give him the full box, and he ruins the full box in the beginning, certainly that's the chai to pay. Do I have to teach that case? So therefore, it can't be a case where the ratio is the Eitzim and the Seifa is the full box. Whereas the Imishim Ha, if that's the only concern because of that that logic, holy Uriya, Tana Seifa, Lugliya Ratio, it's very possible to invoke this concept we have, this textual concept, that we have the Seifa teach a case of the box in order to reveal what the ratio is referring to. Shalot Tomar Ratio Shida Table Migdal. So we shouldn't say the ratio is talking about a case where you give him a box. But had you given him Eitzim in the first place, lo, you'd only have to pay for the wood, you wouldn't have to pay for the full box. So therefore, you shouldn't be confused. So we taught a Seifa, we taught the Seifa, that the Seifa is a case of a Shida, Teva, Migdal, Michlal, to imply that the ratio is a case of Eitzim, v'afil hachi, still yet, chayiv l'sham, you still have to pay for the full amount of the box, and we don't say that the Uman is kona b'shvach kli. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome back, everyone, for those who are away. Still missing a couple, but...
Dr. Simon is still in Israel.